I'm Ruth Kramer with Mission Network News. It's easy to get overwhelmed by Syria's never-ending struggles. Five-year civil war, the ISIS crisis, millions of Syria's people now living as refugees. But Open Doors USA is sharing good news at missionnews.org. With the help of Open Doors donors, Syrian Christians are caring for the spiritual and physical needs of more than 2,000 refugee families. To compare, in 2011, they could only help 16 families. Pray that this partnership continues to bring people to Christ. Next, think your job is hard? Well, try working all hours of the day in the city's underbelly, witnessing horrors of human trafficking as you bring Jesus to the least of these. India Partners' Katie Fiedler speaks with us from India about their cohort's ministry in the red light district.
Their jobs are to go in and form relationships with people that are in really unspeakable conditions.
It's highly oppressive. The work is really difficult and slow.
Fiedler and her team are teaching ministry partners how to work more effectively as they reach out to women in the name of Christ. To learn how you can get involved, visit us online at missionnews.org. And the United Nations called the Syrian refugee crisis one of the largest exoduses in human history. Women and children make up three-quarters of the population fleeing the civil war. The emotional trauma has become debilitating for some. Kids Alive International's Matt Parker says this week they added a counseling program for the mothers. The goal is to help the family become self-sustaining. Vocational training is another part of the program, and so is this.
We're committed to sharing the gospel with them and discipling those that make commitments to him. So we're excited to see what God is doing.
Particulars like details and links are at our website. You've been listening to Mission Network News, a daily news service of Cornerstone University of Grand Rapids, Michigan. Sign up to get our daily e-news blasts for free. Go to missionnews.org, type in your email address, and you'll have up-to-date mission news every day. That's missionnews.org. I'm Ruth Kramer.